bringing you everything under the Disney umbrella. Network 1901.
Hey everyone, it's Alex. This week's story is from Gina. She's a super amazing, positive presence and podcaster in the Raylo community. She's a big Star Wars fan and a big Disney fan. And along with our past contributor, Andy, she hosts the Raylo Alliance and 2D Vision podcast. So without further ado, welcome to episode 27 of Lipstick and Lightsabers.
Hey guys, this is Gina from the Raylo Alliance podcast. I am really happy to be here in Lipsticks and Lightsabers because I'm a huge fan of the show and of all the women who have been in here before me. So thank you for inviting me, and well, I'm really excited to share with you a little bit of my Star Wars story, I guess, if you can call it that. Well, I think for me, my story is a little bit different than most. I know every story is different and special in its own way, but I know, especially with something like Star Wars, it tends to be a very generational thing, something that parents pass on to their children. And yeah, that's not my case at all. I don't think my parents have ever even watched a Star Wars movie. I think they don't even wouldn't even recognize a Star Wars character if it bit them on the nose. So yeah, that's not where I got my Star Wars fandom from. And I guess that's kind of a shame, because I hear a lot of stories and of you guys and other people just sharing that that's something that you can do with your family, and that's a very family thing that you do, and that sounds really amazing. Sadly for me, that wasn't the case, and I actually didn't even get into Star Wars like until I was very much basically like an adult. I know people are gonna hate me and want to kill me for this, but I honestly never even watched a Star Wars movie, I think, until 2015. And I'll tell you why in a second. But I think for the longest time, I just figured, because I didn't have contact with Star Wars, I didn't have anyone in my family or close friends who were into Star Wars, and the only contact I had with the franchise was, you know, some random kids in my school who were kind of into Star Wars. And so for the longest time in my life, I figured Star Wars was something for boys, was something that just boys did, just like, you know, stereotypically Barbies and princesses are for girls. And I just figured, oh, well, that's what boys have. They have Star Wars. And yeah, sadly, well, you know, I was wrong, but I was a kid and that's how I understood the world. So fast forward to the end of 2014, I think, when the teaser trailer for The Force Awakens came out. I had never seen a Star Wars movie in my life, and the only kind of knowledge of it I had was just the basic pop culture stuff, and that people hated the prequels, and that's all I knew. But then, one day in December, the teaser trailer for The Force Awakens came out, and I was there when it dropped. Like, I saw it, I watched it the day that it came out. I was with a bunch of people in my school, and some of them were Star Wars fans, some of them were like me and they weren't really into Star Wars, so we all got together and watched that, because it was like, it was creating some buzz, you know, a lot of people were sharing it on social media and they were talking about it, so we watched that because, yeah, whatever. And so I was there and just looking at this gorgeous trailer, and I really do think that The Force Awakens teaser trailer was perfectly done. And that was the moment that kind of dawned on me that Star Wars is something very special to a lot of people, that means a lot to the fans, and that it was gonna be huge. I just, from that moment, I knew that The Force Awakens was gonna be something huge, and I knew that I wanted to be a part of it. And even though I had never seen a Star Wars movie, I had never even been remotely interested in Star Wars, watching that teaser trailer actually made me want to do that, and that's what I did. I just knew that I couldn't miss Like, I knew it was going to be the biggest movie of that year, of 2015. So I was like, yeah, I cannot miss this. But of course, I'm not going to go into that movie without knowing anything from this franchise. And at that point, I already knew that it was such a big thing with fans. And it was, well, you know, Star Wars is such... It has lasted for generations and generations and through decades, and it's still alive, and it's pretty awesome. And just the idea that this was something new, because it was being done by Disney, but it had the original cast, and it was a new story with new characters, and it just looked like it was going to be something special. So I took the time during that year to get into Star Wars, and for all 2015, I made it my task to watch every single Star Wars movie there was. So I watched it in 4, 5, 6, 1, 2, 3 order. I didn't watch it in the like chronological order. I just wanted to watch them in the order that they came out. I really got into Star Wars at that moment. Like, by the time Force Awakens came out, I was already a Star Wars fan, because I really, really enjoyed the movies. Even though I wasn't the biggest prequel fan, I honestly, for many years, well, not many, for like 2 years maybe, during the time between Force Awakens and The Last Jedi, I really had a grudge with the prequels. But now I realize that it was mainly because that's what people said, and that's the impression that I had through other people's opinions of the movies. And even though I do know the prequels are not perfect, my opinion of them has changed through the years, and I have come to appreciate them and even like them now. And that's something that I couldn't imagine, like, back in 2015 when I watched them, and I was like, yeah, this really sucks. And now I look at them and I know that they have flaws, and they have things that they could have definitely done better, but I don't think they deserve the hate that they get usually from fans. Like, oh yeah, Star Wars fans hating on something that doesn't deserve to be hated. Yeah, that sounds about right. It's basically my introduction to the Star Wars universe and everything. And of course, I was not into Clone Wars and Legends and Knights of the Old Republic and the extended universe. I didn't know anything about that. But at least I knew that I had seen the movies and that I had loved them, and that I was really into the new, that I was really into the universe. And by the time Force Awakens came out and I went to theaters to watch it, I was hooked. And I really think that The Force Awakens was the main reason that I became a Star Wars fan, because it really spoke to me. I don't know if it's because it had a female protagonist. I don't know if it was because of the story or the characters or Kylo Ren, or maybe just a combination of all things. But something about Force Awakens was so special and so amazing to me. And just to be in that movie theater and feeling that fans all over the world were finally getting to see the characters and the story that they loved again on a big screen. Even though I didn't share that experience with them, I still felt that through their emotions and the energy that they brought to the theater. And it was amazing, and it was one of the best feelings in the world. And that really got me hooked, and I was really into Star Wars. And I remember coming back home and just getting into Tumblr and looking for Star Wars gifts and theories and Reylo. Yeah, I was such a big Reylo even back in 2015. I just knew there was something there. And, well, maybe I wasn't the biggest Reylo. My favorite character at first watch was Poe, because I'm really into like the good guys, the honorable guys. But yeah, I guess Kylo Ren corrupted me that way. And yeah, for all 2016, 2017, my love for Star Wars just grew, and I started watching Clone Wars, and I started getting into all the other, you know, the books, the comics, Legends, Knights of the Old Republic, and I started getting more into Star Wars. But maybe it was a little bit superficial, because I wasn't totally, like, Star Wars was not my main fandom at the time. I have had a lot of fandoms, you guys, and Star Wars was not my main fandom at the moment. but I was still into it and I still liked it. And it wasn't actually until The Last Jedi came out and the bomb that it threw on all Star Wars fans, and just that really changed my Star Wars life. After The Last Jedi, I really got into Star Wars. Like, this is the moment that Star Wars became my number one fandom and the number one thing that I think about and that I talk about and that I spent my time on after The Last Jedi. It was amazing. I just cannot express with words just how much I love The Last Jedi and how mad it makes me, how angry Dude Bros fans want to trash it for things that it doesn't deserve to be trashed for. It's a great movie. It's a fantastic Star Wars sequel, and it really moved everything that had to be moved along. I loved how they treated Luke and Rey and Kylo and Reylo and everything. And so I really got into the Twitter fandom at that time. I found a group of especially female Star Wars fans who read the movie the way that I did and who shared my opinions of the movie. And it was like an addiction, you guys, because I really got into Twitter a lot and I talked to a lot of fans daily, and I loved watching videos, I loved reading meta, I loved reading fan fiction. And yeah, that kind of, to put an end to this story of how I got into Star Wars, that moment after The Last Jedi really made Star Wars a part of my life officially, and it changed me. And now I just cannot imagine my life without Star Wars and without these characters in it. And I have never been more into this franchise and into the story and the lore and the myth. And also, this is where I started listening to podcasts. I found the Skytalkers podcast, and I really loved how these couple of girls who, actually, they just said everything that I had thought about, but they said it in a way that made sense. And that's why I love them, and that's why I still love them, you know. And with Skytalkers, I started listening to a lot of Star Wars podcasts, of course, mainly female hosted, of course, because those are the best Star Wars podcasts, you guys. And yeah, that kind of just put a seal on my life, and it became my daily life. Star Wars was basically my daily life now. And I have zero regrets, you guys, because I love it. And I think it's such a unique franchise and movies and characters, and it just fills my heart so much. I mainly engage with fandom via Twitter. I don't do that anymore as constantly as I did maybe last year, because this year has been pretty chaotic in my life, and a lot of personal things have been happening that have led me away from Twitter and fandom in general. Not a fandom. I still am into my fandoms and the things that I like, but I do not engage in fandom as much as I did last year, because of all of these personal things that have been going on. But mainly, especially last year, I engaged through Twitter, because I just found a lot of funny people, creative people, talented people on Twitter, and that's where I stayed. And I also have a Tumblr, but I don't use that as much anymore. And also, I am a video editor. My channel is X Chase the Wind. I started editing Reylo videos, not many, because I don't really have the time anymore to edit videos, so my channel is pretty dead right now. But when The Last Jedi came out, it really inspired me to make videos again, and I did a bunch of, maybe a couple of Reylo videos, and that's the way that I added on to the fandom, I guess. And then later on, I met my friends through Twitter, Grecia and Fer, and together with my friend Andy, who is also a really big Star Wars fan, who got into Star Wars with me, actually. All four of us got together, and you know, it was Grecia's idea to do a Reylo podcast. And that's what we did, and we got together and we started it, and we do that now. And it's been fun, it's been amazing to find these girls who are Mexican like me, and who share this common love of not just Star Wars, but of Reylo and podcasting. And so we just put that all together and we have created something that's very special to me and that I really, really enjoy doing. And that's my main contribution to the fandom, I think. I also really like following artists on Instagram, and also not anymore, but I usually spent a lot of my time last year reading fanfiction, and it was my favorite pastime because there are so many great authors out there, so many great stories and AUs that just fascinate me. And fanfiction is such a great getaway from everything that's wrong in life, I think. And I love so many fanfiction. I think my favorite one is Disconnected. I don't remember the name of the author right now, but Disconnected was actually the first Reylo fanfic that I read, and it remains my favorite because I just love it so much. And yeah, so I don't engage with fandom as much anymore, but I have a feeling that after The Rise of Skywalker, I'm just gonna be right back on Twitter and, you know, back on my Reylo crap again. Yeah, it's gonna be fun, and it's been a lot of fun to be in the fandom, especially because I have found, as I said, all this amazing female community and Reylos who have been very supportive and who have these amazing ideas and theories. And, you know, I cannot believe that Reylos predicted the sequel trilogy. Like, we have literally been predicting every single thing that's been going on in The Last Jedi, and apparently in The Rise of Skywalker also. So it's a really fascinating and fun part of the Star Wars fandom. And even though we do get a lot of hate, and you know that we do, but still it's been very, very fun. And I would not change the Reylo fandom for anything, because it's just full of amazing people, especially girls who are very intelligent and who know a lot about film and literature and thematic narrative and storytelling. And they just amaze me. They come up with some ideas and even I, as a film major, didn't even think of, you know. And it's just been great, and it has opened my eyes to, you know, terms like the female gaze and the heroine's journey and all of this that has made my fandom consumption and my media consumption even more feminist than it already was, because I have learned through the Reylo community especially all these terms and all these facts, you know, about how the media treats women and how we can help and to appreciate the media that, you know, like the sequel trilogy treats women like people and gives them their, you know, their place in the world, just like Rey. And yeah, that fascinates me, and it's something that I'm very passionate about, and I love it. Star Wars has impacted my life in many ways. As I have mentioned, my best friend Andy and I got into Star Wars together. We didn't know anything about Star Wars before The Force Awakens came out, and after The Force Awakens, we both just loved it so much that we fangirled about it. And yeah, so I think it has impacted my life in the way that it's just there every day now. I cannot imagine my life without Star Wars, without reading fanfiction, without fangirling over Kylo Ren on Twitter. And it has just become a daily thing for me, something that it wasn't like that before. And it has made me appreciate the art of cinema and storytelling so much more than I already did. And it really inspires me every day to not be afraid of telling the stories that I want to tell in the way that I want to tell them, to not be afraid of coming up with crazy ideas and following them, because that's basically what George Lucas did, and it really, really paid off for him. So I guess for me it's a way of saying, if you can come up with it, then you can do it and you can make it great, even if it sounds too crazy and too outlandish. And that's what Star Wars kind of represents to me. I have met great friends because of Star Wars, and it's just really, actually, funny story. My boyfriend right now, he has a podcast of his own. And after The Last Jedi came out, he invited me over to his podcast. We were friends before. And he invited me over to his podcast because he knew I really liked Star Wars and that. And, well, you know, he just invited me because he wanted to have, you know, a female perspective in the podcast. Just, it was full of, like, five dudes in that room. And I was the only girl. And we had a very lengthy discussion of The Last Jedi. I think it was, like, two nights after it premiered. So it was very recently. So I had a lot of passion for it. You know, I had my thoughts and my emotions at the very, on my skin, basically. So when we started discussing The Last Jedi, I really got passionate about it. I started not ranting, but just giving these long speeches and trying to make the point across that, make the point across of why this movie worked and why it was so great and why it became my favorite Star Wars movie. And so afterwards, this is like 2 years later, well, it was like at the beginning of this year, this guy who is now my boyfriend, he came up to me and he invited me out. And later, when we were already dating, he was like, you know, the main moment that made me realize that I wanted to go out with you was when you came in for the podcast and you started rambling and talking so passionately about Star Wars that it made me realize like how passionate you were and how much you love Star Wars, and not just Star Wars, but how passionate you are for the things that you care about and the way that you think about movies and the way that you see them and read them. I thought it was very fascinating, and I realized that I wanted to take you out. And you know, he took his time to do it. He took like a couple years to finally do it, but in the end he did. So that's another thing that has made Star Wars impact in my life, because if it wasn't for that, maybe my boyfriend wouldn't be my boyfriend right now. And we both love Star Wars, so we both share the love for it, and we're very excited for The Rise of Skywalker, and we have a lot of debates on where we think the movie's going. And I made him a Raylo, of course. I spent like an afternoon showing him the Raylo receipts on how and why Raylo will be canon, and he was convinced. And now he's a Raylo, and he's planning to get a Raylo tattoo, and I really love that about him. And you know, it's been very fun to have someone, you know, a boyfriend, to share that passion and that love for something like Star Wars, and that really has brought us together, I think. What I'm most looking forward to in the near future for Star Wars, I think it's definitely on the top of the list, is The Rise of Skywalker, because we just got the D23 footage with Dark Rey, and it's been a chaotic week and days of endless theorizing and you know, panicking of like, where is this going? What is this movie about? And it's been a lot of fun, and I would have never thought that we would get to see a Dark Rey with her double blade red lightsaber. She's just badass and amazing and beautiful, and it's very interesting, and I just cannot wait to see where that is going. And of course, to find out if Raylo will be canon, even though I'm pretty sure it will, but you know, I don't want to jinx it. But yeah, so I think that's on the top of my list. I cannot wait to see the end of this saga, even though it's gonna make me very sad, but it's gonna be also very fulfilling. And Daisy Ridley has even said herself that the ending is very satisfying. So yeah, I am coming in with my expectations pretty high, I guess. But I'm really sure that JJ is gonna be able to pull through. And I guess right after that, the number two on my list is actually that I'm going to Galaxy's Edge on December. I'm actually gonna be at Disney World when Rise of Skywalker comes out. And I'm gonna go watch that movie at Disney Springs. Of course, that's where I'm gonna watch it with my boyfriend and my best friend. It's gonna be the first time that I'm stepping into Galaxy's Edge and Batuu and all of that. And I just cannot wait. I've been watching a lot of videos and reading a lot of reviews and just getting pretty excited pretty excited about that. And I think I'm just gonna cry when I get to see the Millennium Falcon in front of my face. It's gonna be the absolute best thing that's gonna happen in my life, and I cannot wait for that. And of course, I'm also looking forward to Celebration in Anaheim 2020, because it's not just gonna be my first Star Wars celebration, but it's gonna be my first, you know, like, fandom convention and gathering that's on this level. Because, you know, we have conventions here in my city, but they're not nearly as big as something like, you know, Comic-Con and the D23 and Star Wars Celebration and things like that. So it's gonna be my very first, I guess you can say, my very first big con and my very first Star Wars Celebration. And it's gonna be great because I'm gonna get to see a lot of my favorite people of in the fandom, you know, my favorite podcasters, my favorite fan artists, and all the people that are gonna be there. And I just cannot wait to meet in person, and it's gonna be a lot of fun, and it's gonna be an experience that I will never forget, and that I cannot wait for it to happen. And I'm just really, really nervous because I don't know what I'm gonna wear. I don't know if I should wear, you know, like a cosplay or like a Disney bound or something. I have to think about it. I have some time yet, but you know, if you are going to Celebration in Anaheim in 2020, just give me your advice on what I should wear, because I really don't want to to get lost in the crowd of cosplayers and you know, Star Wars fans. And I think those are the main things that I'm really excited about. But of course, I really am looking forward for The Mandalorian. I think the trailer that came out in D23 was absolutely great. It looked fantastic, and I'm really excited to get that. But sadly, we won't get Disney Plus on Mexico until 2020. But okay, I can't wait for it. And of course, Clone Wars with the new season that's coming out, and it's gonna be awesome. It's gonna be really, really awesome. And yeah, finally we will get to see the ending of this show that's been so special to so many fans, and it's gonna be great. I feel like I have said it's gonna be great like a million times on this video, but it's gonna be great, guys. It's gonna be great. I'm really excited. And yeah, so I think that's mainly it. I think Star Wars really has, you know, just to make a quick recap of all, Star Wars is really special to me, to my heart. I love Star Wars so much, and even though I am a relatively new fan, I don't have the Star Wars story that a lot of people have, you know, Star Wars has not been with me for decades or many, many years, but it has been very powerfully in my life for the last couple years. And that for me is enough, and I really hope that, well, you know, I don't think time should matter. I don't think, you know, being an OG 77 fan makes you a better fan than someone like me who got into Star Wars in 2015. I think we all matter, and we just all love Star Wars, so we should all just celebrate that and be united by that. And yeah, I really hope that the Star Wars fandom learns to be more like a community, and to be more respectful, and to, you know, it's gonna be hard because dude bros are really hard to rationalize with, I guess, but it's just my dream that Star Wars is actually it's really my dream for Star Wars to be a non-toxic fandom where, you know, people can share their opinions and their love of Star Wars without being questioned and without being, you know, judged by those opinions. And, you know, but I still love Star Wars, and I really love the small community that I have found with the Raylos and all the people that I have met because and through Star Wars. And I cannot put a price on that. You know, it's been a great couple of years, and I love Star Wars. It's my main fandom, it's my main thing. I am a huge Star Wars nerd, and I cannot imagine my life without it. So yeah, so thank you for listening to my little story, my little Star Wars story. As I said, I have a Raylo podcast called Raylo Alliance that you can listen to And also, I have another podcast. Now that I'm here, I'm just going to plug it in. I have another podcast called Division, Disney Sequels Explained, where me and two other friends get together, watch Disney sequels, and we talk and rant and review them, and we give ideas on how we could make them better, and we share our experiences with the sequels. And yeah, it's just a really fun podcast to make, and I really hope that you can check it out if that's something that you're interested in. And yeah, so thank you so much to Shannon and Alex for inviting me over to Lipsticks and Reality Tears. And you can follow me on Twitter at Gina Güemes, which is spelled at G-I-I-N-A-G-U-E-M-E-S. And yeah, so that's that. And thank you so much for listening, and we'll see you real soon.
Been listening to Lipstick and Lightsabers, presented by Network 1901. This week's story was from Gina, and you can find her at Gina Güemes. Find her podcast at Raylo Alliance and at 2D Vision Pod. If you'd like to be a part of the show, you can send in your Star Wars story to lipsticklightsabers1901@gmail.com. I'd like to give a special thank you to our patrons for making the show happen, and if you want to reach out to us, you can find us on Twitter at lip_lightsabers and myself at Alex Leonis. I'll see you guys next time. Bye.